It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting ready to go blitzing on Grant and Danny. Welcome back to Bayou Bar and Grill in Philly. And it's filling up with some burgundy and gold. Our guy who's helping us out here today says, I'm now surrounded by Commanders fans. Not the way he drew it up coming to work today.
Listen, I mean, you know, you invite a bunch of hooligans like this into your bar, it's going to happen.
That's how it goes down. Washington is building a foundation for success on and off the field this season. It is time for you to plan for your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondorian Murat, can help you update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. They'll give you a good discount if you mention the show. We're going to the game with them tonight. I believe we're a party of five. Me, you, Darris, and then Kondorian Murad this evening going to watch Eagles Commanders at the link. We're meeting up with them as soon as we are done. It's been funny, though, because we've had people walk into this bar that didn't even know we were going to be here who listened to the show. And we just had a young lady come in who's rocking a Sean Taylor jersey.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, so this is kind of random, but my husband, they used to be from D.C. and now they live in Philly. She's like, my husband told me you guys were broadcasting live in Philly from a random bar and I should try to find you today. And it turns out you're literally across the street from my office.
Yeah, so I've had those kind of conversations before with my spouse where I go, hey, I think this is close to you. She's like, it's 45 minutes away.
Exactly.
You're a clueless idiot who shouldn't be trusted
and to go
outside. And
respectfully, because I'm a Bayou Bar and Grill guy. Like, nobody's more of a Bayou Bar and Grill guy than I am.
Whoa.
I don't think we're close to anything, if that makes sense.
Right. If you're in Manayunk,
yes,
then you're close to us.
Right.
Like, that's the summary.
Like,
and it turns out she is. That's her office. I'm pointing to it.
Right. We're like 25-plus from the stadium without traffic. We're 20-plus from the hotel without traffic. But we're positioned directly across from her office. She's like, I don't think this is real. There's no way. And then she walks in, and here we are. But it's a good-looking Sean Taylor sweater. That's my favorite jersey, by the way. It's the throwback 75th anniversary, I think it was, with like the yellow trim, the yellow collar and sleeves. Really, really good look for the old burgundy and gold. That was before the colors changed, even though we were told they didn't.
Right. Remember, they are the same colors, not.
Beltway Blitz time. Commanders, NFL, Commanders. We're getting ready for football on Thursday afternoon. Let's do this thing. Michael Phillips, the Richmonder and Odyssey in Richmond, joins us now on Grant and Danny. Michael, are you going to be at the link tonight up here in Philadelphia?
Gentlemen, I'm at 17th Street in downtown Philadelphia right now, soaking in some atmosphere. I don't know where you are. I'm not going to walk around trying to find you. It's been enough of an issue trying to find my car, which is its own story. But I have the car. I'm headed to the link. I'm ready for some football.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being worst idea ever, 1 being, oh, that sounds amazing. What do you think of our decision to sit in the crowd tonight at Lincoln Financial Field with the unwashed masses?
Unwashed is a great, great term for these people in Philadelphia. I don't think I can do it after the things I've said about them on my radio show. This is the worst crowd in football, and they're going to be liquored up because they've been getting after it all day at various establishments. How overtly burgundy and gold is your party going to be?
Yeah, so we're with two guys that'll definitely be in Redskins jerseys for sure. I don't think they'll be Commanders, but maybe. But I think normally like a throwback Redskins jerseys. And then Danny's got his face painted burgundy and gold, and he's in full-on Chiefs headdress.
I've actually tied my left hand down just to make sure I don't inadvertently hail a cab or something to acknowledge that.
I will tell you that the three of us have nothing on that looks like we're from Washington, D.C.
You got a fighting chance then. I think, you know, just be prepared for some friendly banter from the locals.
Keep my head down, and I'm not going to pay. I'm not even look at the game while the game's going on. I'll just look at my phone or something and just maybe read a book. How do they do this one tonight, Miguel? This to me is a daunting challenge. The short week, tough game in the recent rearview mirror. Really good opponent that's getting healthier and playing their best football of the year. Matchup on paper in terms of the weapons, et cetera. How do they win this game tonight?
Brian Robinson's the start, obviously, and Terry McLaurin's got a great history against these guys. And, you know, it's funny how quickly national perception shifts and changes because, you know, those are people who don't watch all the games. There's two narratives about this team. One is this is a really good football team, and they didn't have B-Rob, and they're playing really good teams in Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and they came close but didn't win. But this is a solid, legitimate playoff team. The other narrative is these guys only beat bad teams, and they're soft, and they're going to get exposed, and they're finally, you know, going to get pantsed on national television, and it's long overdue. I'm actually camp one on this. I think this is a good football team, and I think as long as you got number five, you get a chance to win football games. Brian Robinson coming back tonight, Terry McLaurin. I am scared to death of the Eagles' offense. I don't have any answers for you on that front, Danny, but I don't think I'm crazy to think these guys can put up some points tonight.
Michael, I'm calling my shot here. I think Jaden Daniels balls out tonight. I think this is a 2.0 version of what we saw against Cincy. Now, you're not going to replicate that performance. It was immaculate. But what he did against the Bengals, to me, is indicative of what he is in these primetime standalone situations where the world's watching. We saw it in college. Like, at some point, it just what you do becomes who you are. I feel like this is a big Jaden Daniels as a baller spot. What do you think?
I actually completely agree with you. He plays his best in the biggest moments. This is a big moment. You know, winner of this game is going to have the lead track on hosting a playoff game and winning the NFC East. He has risen to these moments consistently. I think the one question mark we've got is we haven't really seen him run in a couple of weeks. And is that the ribs or was that the game plan and the opponents, right? The Steelers made a very concerted effort. Make sure Jaden Daniels doesn't run the football. If the Eagles do that tonight, Brian Robinson's going to gash them and win the game. So they're not going to be able to do that. So it's all on five. Is he able to run? Is he capable of running? Is that still in the game plan? If he can put 50 yards together on the ground, I really like their chances offensively.
Michael, enjoy the game tonight. You stay safe.
Take care, guys.
We will see you, buddy. Hit that NFL sounder, please. Our pal Mike Jones will go around the league in a moment, but the NFL, all the eyes are going to be on Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, where Washington and Philly are battling for tops in the division. Mike, outside looking in, big national perspective. What do you make of this one?
It's going to be a good one. I think it's going to really set the tone for as far as this division because, obviously, the Eagles have a slim lead right now. If Washington can win this game, then the leapfrogs, and then it actually throws even more weight in their rematch. But if, you know, Philly wins this right here, I think that this is probably a win that they could use to continue to build their momentum. They've been kind of looking like their old selves. They've gotten healthy. They're figuring things out. And so Washington needs to stop the momentum, and obviously Philly's going to try to keep on rolling.
How sold are you on the Eagles being really good after these five wins, mostly against bad teams?
I'm sold on them being solid. Really good as far as the NFC, it's the Detroit Lions and then a bunch of other teams. The Lions are the only really good team in the NFC right now. There are quality teams. There are teams that I think there's a lot of teams that can, you know, beat each other. I don't see anybody that's really capable of, you know, going toe-to-toe with Detroit. Maybe you can give them a little bit of trouble, but I don't see anybody being better than them. So it'll be interesting to see who the challengers are. And it's going to be interesting to see if maybe San Francisco, what kind of momentum they get as they are continuing to get healthy. They are obviously got to catch the Cardinals in the standings there in the NFC West, but all their goals are still in front of them as they're starting to get healthy. And then this second half of the season could be big for them.
Let me sneak in a couple national ones here, Mike. Do the Chiefs get their first loss this weekend to Buffalo?
It's very possible. Only thing, though, is that it's going to ride on their defense, I think. Buffalo's defense is not as dominant as what it's been in the past, and so that could kind of hurt them. Their offense, they are capable of going toe-to-toe. Obviously, every time Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen face each other, there's a shootout. Josh Allen is 3-1 in the regular season against Mahomes, but 0-3 in the postseason. So we'll see what happens here. But this is the best that the Chiefs' defense has ever been. So I think it's possible that they could give Buffalo some trouble. And again, It might not be a huge light up the scoreboard thing, but last year I think it was like 20-17. Kadarius Toney lined up offsides, and that took away that touchdown and the Chiefs lost. So we could see another game like that. But this Chiefs team finds a way to win games, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win another squeaker.
Mike, what's the state of the union on coaches on the hot seat going into week 11 here? Who would you not want to be?
You know, you obviously don't want to be Doug Peterson. I'm not saying that he's going to get fired right now. But he's, you know, the guy that has lasted the longest, even though his seat seems like it's been hot the longest. Obviously, Kevin Stefanski is another guy that I think because of the injuries, he'll get a benefit of the doubt, but it's, you know, kind of questionable. Brian Daboll, they've said that he's going to be there, but he's another coach that his seat is definitely hot, even though, you know, maybe he's not going to get fired in season. You know, there's pressure on a lot of teams. Jeff Ulbrich isn't going to get fired in season, but, you know, if he was hoping to turn this thing into an audition for a head coaching job, he's not doing a great job of that either. And, you know, Antonio Pierce is another guy that I've been told it'll be a big surprise if he makes it to year two.
Mike, thank you as always, bud. Enjoy tonight and enjoy the weekend.
All right, see you guys.
See you, my friend. Hit that local 53 sounder again, Rhino. Our guy Mitch Tischler joins us to talk about that very football team whose name should change, but we'll deal with that another time. Huge one tonight, Mitch. What's your gut feel?
Yeah, it is a big one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You can feel the atmosphere, the intensity. Folks are getting excited for this one. I think the Commanders are going to come out with a win. I think it's going to be a big night for Jaden Daniels. He does such a good job on the national stage. I think it's going to be one more data point for his Offensive Rookie of the Year tonight.
Wow. If he balls out and they win, you're not kidding about him as Rookie of the Year. You're actually the first person, I believe, from either the Philly or DC market all week long that we've had on has predicted a Commanders win. Is your confidence solely in Jaden Daniels being the best?
That makes me feel better about the whole thing. When the whole world is zigging, I like to zag. Everyone picking Philly, that makes me love my Washington pick. Listen, I think Jaden Daniels is the best football player on the field. And quite frankly, I think this Commanders defense is going to come out and do everything they can to make sure that Saquon doesn't go off. And quite frankly, if it turns into, you know, up and down game, up and down the field, I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is prone to make some mistakes. I think we're going to see that tonight. We're going to see a lot of points on both sides of the board, I think. But I like the idea of Jaden leading these guys.
You can talk me into Daniels being excellent. I'm predicting that. Or the offense having a field day, maybe even. What I can't figure out is how does this defense shut the Eagles' offense down. You mentioned Barkley, who has better numbers against Washington than any other opponent he's played against in his career. Number two in the league in rushing and in scrimmage yards. But then A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. I mean, draw that up. How do they do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to stop Philly's offense. I think we're talking about an up-and-down game here where I think both teams are going to score plenty of points. You don't have to stop Philly every time. Hopefully it's a little bit more than what they did against the Bengals, but I see a similar game to what happened when they played Cincinnati. That's both teams that score a lot, and if you're able to hold Philly for, you know, a couple field goals or a four and out, or, you know, you get Jalen Hurts to make one of those mistakes that he's prone to making, get a turnover, and you can win a game, you know, 31-28, and that counts as a W in the book, and you take over first place in the NFC East.
So, Mitch, I'm going to give you my little take here, and I want your response to it. Like, we can go shouty show style here, right? So here's my thought when I'm looking at this. The offenses of these two teams, roughly equivalent, pretty close. I'd probably say edge goes to Washington, but not by a lot, right? I think it's a slightly better offense. I think Philly's defense is way better, especially without Marshawn Lattimore, and that's the difference to me. I feel like they might be able to trip you up a couple times. Washington's defense is a speed bump at best, and that's why I've got Philly winning. Where am I wrong?
Yeah, I know. I think that you are entirely correct. I think the only thing that you're understating is one team has Jaden Daniels and one team doesn't, and that's the difference.
Let me write that down.
Getting Brian Robinson back is a huge part of this offense. I think we've seen what this offense looks like without Brian Robinson. The fact that it sounds like he's going to be out there and playing tonight, I think, gives Philly a lot more to think about in the middle of that defense. And the more they concentrate on Brian Robinson and having to slow down that running game, that interior running game, you're going to give Jaden Daniels its opportunity to get to the edges, because I think that's what's been missing with this offense the past, you know, last week and then against Baltimore when they played over there. I think, you know, Brian Robinson is a difference maker for this offense. And as much as Jaden is the straw that stirs the drink, I think B-Rob is the ice that keeps it cool and refreshing.
Ooh, I like that symmetry there. Analogous from our guy Mitch Tischler. That's a, he spins a yarn. That's what we like about Mitch. Before we let you go, offensive line, do we think Lucas is up and Wiley starts? I mean, it certainly was trending positively.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about this. Would you have ever said that you were praying that Wiley was going to get healthy to make a difference on this offensive line? Because I do think that's a massive piece of this puzzle is how they handle the offensive line. With Trent Scott out there, they had to send so much help his direction that they ended up leaving Brandon Coleman on island quite often, and then also just had fewer guys out in routes because they had to chip and double and help him out that much. Getting Wiley back tonight would be huge. I think the shoulder is going to be good enough to go, and he'll get the start out there. Lucas has that ankle injury. I don't know how much they're going to get out of him tonight. I think he might be, you know, kind of that Andrew Wiley role from last week where he's up but, you know, only kind of comes in an emergency situation. But at the end of the day, you know, this the protection of Jaden and being able to open up some holes for B-Rob is going to be, you know, the difference maker here, and not having to send all that extra help to one side of the O-line is going to be big.
Mitch, give me a sneaky Washington football team player from Local 53. I just won't say the name. Who has a good game tonight? Give me a sneaky player to watch for.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of choices here. I think Zach Ertz is an easy choice just coming back to Philly. But I'm gonna throw you with an Olamide Zaccheaus. We know how much Dan Quinn likes the redemption arc. He likes to give guys a second opportunity. Obviously, what happened last week can't happen again. But I do think Zaccheaus also coming back to Philly, where he played last year, is going to be a focal point of the offense, and I think he might even sneak into the end zone tonight. So there's your long shot anytime touchdown score.
Mitch, as always, buddy, we appreciate you. Thank you, pal.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
See you, bud.
Yeah, there's your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. I just got a text from the wife, and it actually leads me to want to take some calls on this, do a little topic on this. So she was listening to the show. She said, I think we're going to get an interception off of a Josh Doxson, I'm sure.
That would be incredible.
Jahan Dotson target. So a Jahan Dotson target turns into a pick. Where her dream is, as she's kind of made the point to me, like a ball bounces off his hands and Washington intercepts it. And Washington got a third-round pick for him, and Adam Peters does a little jig in it.
And they got an interception from him.
So, like, what would be the one thing tonight that could happen that you most want to see? What's your one dream for this game tonight? Beyond winning, I don't want to hear about that.
Sure.
Like, something that could happen during the game that would be the best. You get to make one wish that comes true during those four quarters. What is your one wish for tonight?
Yeah, by the way, we all know that Dotson's catching a touchdown tonight. Like, put it in.
She's saying the opposite.
I hear that.
She's saying the ball bounces off his hands and is intercepted by Benjamin St. Jude.
Your wife is wonderful. Tonight's Jahan Dotson's night to catch a touchdown.
You think he's going to catch a touchdown?
Calling that shot. Now, in terms of my one Christmas wish.
Yeah, think about that.
We'll open up
the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this right now at 800-636-1067. So that's her one wish. She wants a Dotson drop turned into a pick. The beauty of that moment for Adam Peters. What's your one wish for tonight? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This update brought to you by thewindowman.com, the educational window company. Game day, Washington Commanders and Philadelphia Eagles counting down to 8:15 kickoff from the Link. Our pregame show, the Burgundy and Gold pregame show, begins at 6:30 with Denton and Toby.
Eagles starting quarterback Jalen Hurts knows that Bobby Wagner is essentially the quarterback of the defense.
Yeah, there's a respect factor to that. You know, he's done it for a very long time. He's one of the best to do it. And so, you know, competitively, that's a great advantage for him. That's something, you know, with his experience and everything that he's able to lean on, that's something that pops off.
Winter is coming, and so are cold drafts right through your old vinyl windows. Save energy and add comfort with superior fiberglass windows from thewindowman.com. Now, $250 off every fiberglass window. Visit thewindowman.com for your free consultation. $250 savings per Infinity replacement window only. Minimums and installation apply. Byron Kirk on The Fan.
I thought, number one, you know, with Adam, we always said this best decisions, you know, for the team at that time, Ben. And so whether that's, you know, a trade or whatever that looks like, that's going to be kind of the driving force behind it. As you guys know, we didn't really talk about who's the two and that. We had a big, deep crew at receiver now that you've seen, you know, kind of how the guys are used and where we're at. But that was the best op for the team. And John did a great job. He was here with us, and look forward to seeing him.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back at Bayou Bar and Grill in Philadelphia, hanging out with some Commanders fans. We're getting ready to head over to the Link tonight with our buddies Condori and Murad. At some point, Danny, I would like to take the temperature of you and Darius on your nerves about the game, our experience,
yep,
and how you plan on conducting yourselves. I just want to know what I'm getting myself into.
Okay.
Exactly. I know you're big on, like, the Justin Jefferson pointing in the direction that we're headed after a first down. I know you're very vocal, and you plan on painting your face. So we need to get to the bottom of exactly
figure out what you're going to do, yeah.
Just how active and over the top you're going to be tonight at the Link with Eagles fans. But the phones are full, so let's get to them. The question at hand here is, what is your wish for this game? Commanders-Eagles tonight, first place on the line. Victory means you're in the driver's seat down the stretch of the season. The only other game with the Eagles to try to sweep them would be at home. I mean, it would be a catbird seat situation for a team nobody thought was going to be in first place. You'd be 8-3. You got Dallas coming up. They're terrible. They're a peewee football team now. Then you've got the Titans after that. Will Levis stinks. Really good chance to be 10-3 going into the bye, which is a hilarious thing to say.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
But before we get ahead of ourselves, what's the one thing you want to see tonight? My wife texted me, said she wants to see Jahan Dotson drop a pass that goes for an interception. And that's kind of what got us thinking about this.
So does this have to be realistic?
I think so.
Okay.
Because it's, I mean, other than Jahan Dotson have a pass thrown to him. Because he doesn't get targeted.
Right. Right. Oh.
Because he's so buried on the depth chart.
Oh, man. Couldn't get on the field when there was injuries.
Gave him a third-round pick for him.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Turned it into Marshawn Lattimore.
That's funny. That's funny.
Other than that, it's fairly realistic.
Yeah, so like realistic, like there's a stadium announced in Virginia, so nothing like that. Like realistic stuff.
Oh, no, this is just the football game.
Realism, okay. Yeah, like obviously my wish is the Eagles get shut out and the whole stadium boos and we get to drink it. But realistic things. I want the Jaden Daniels highlight run tonight.
Oh.
I want the... He should be Al Michaels, like, barely gets it, almost raises his voice.
I was going to say, would he, like, show any excitement at that
So point? Here's Daniels. There's, like, seven people almost tackling him. There's Daniels, and, like, still, like, hasn't gone to the ground.
And
so Daniels, and he makes all 11 guys miss at least once, some of them twice, runs forever and days, and we go, that's the highlight, that's the one, that's his, you know, Dick Stockton, RG3 is going to outrace everybody, and everyone thinks about it, and they got chills. You could play it for a decade to come. I want that one to be tonight, where the whole crowd goes, I don't know what to do about that.
And the call on that electrifying, you know, that thing, it would just be Al Michaels going, and Daniel scores.
A rushing touchdown.
I'll give that one to you. I like that one.
Okay.
I'm going to raise you a little bit here. I'm going to say, if I have a dream scenario tonight, Washington's down. They get the football back. They need a touchdown on the final drive. No timeouts on the move. Jaden Daniels takes the boys down the field and delivers a game-winning touchdown at the horn to walk off against the Philadelphia Eagles and has his signature moment that, you know, he's had the Hail Mary, obviously he's had some other things that are great, but this is that drive where you just put the boys on your back in a shootout and you go, it's okay. we got the ball last. You got number five. You're going to be okay. And he just takes them down the field and goes and gets them.
He has his There's John Candy moment.
Let's take some calls, and I want to come up with a wish on defense since we both went offensive there. Let's go to Ben in Bethesda on G&D on line one. Ben, what's good? How are you, brother?
It's fourth down. The Commanders are up four. It's fourth and goal. Eagles have the ball. A touchdown wins the game. Hurts takes the snap. Jumps back. Looks left. Looks right. Throws the fade to A.J. Brown in the corner of the end zone. And it's broken up by St. Juice. He knocks it out of his hands. His confidence is sky high. He's the best, number three best corner in the league. He's amazing. St. Juice, big game. Let's go. Commanders, go!
His wish, to be clear, is a Benjamin St. Juice pass breakup.
That was good.
Well done. I like the energy. I like the play call. That guy's got a PBP future. He's calling the game. By the way, I haven't done my Merrill Reese impression. I need to work on it. I haven't worked on it in years, but here it is. Ready? Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles are marching into Washington territory.
So I think it's like a regular voice, but underwater, kind of, is what he's doing? Yeah.
How's that?
That's the bit.
Like, and Jahan Dotson is going to play his first snap of 2024. How's that?
That's really good.
That's not terrible.
I need a pitch pipe there on Merrill Reese at some point to compare, but it sounds good. We're going for guy who lost his voice and is also underwater, you're crushing it.
Clary, find me some recent Merrill Reese, not early career Merrill Reese, but find me some recent Merrill Reese WIP Eagles. Kenny in Greenbelt, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up, Kenny? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, I just got to say that last call, he was on it. That was a nice call. Outside of a win, of course, a win is definitely what I want to see. One of two things I want to see happen. I want to see a bomb finally hit home. You know, we've been having some nice bombs, but they haven't been getting into the end zone with them.
Oh, you mean like a home run for a tutty, a major tutty?
Yeah, you know, like they did to us on that Monday night, first play. Yeah, I want one of them. Either one of them or that Jaden Daniels signature one, that 50-yard run by Jaden Daniels. One of those two things I'd love to see happen.
Oh, I just thought of something. And by that, I mean he said it, and I'm just going to take it and say it again now. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm going to repackage Kenny's thing and make it my own.
I'm just going to make this my own here. Do you remember the first play of the Monday Night Massacre at the hands of the Eagles?
Play action fake. Michael Vick rolls around, spins back to his left. He pass over the middle. LeRon Landry dives. DeSean Jackson catches and kick. Or to the end zone normally. He jogs, walks in for a touchdown, and that's the first of 50 more to come.
88 yards for a touchdown.
Yep.
Now, you'll remember pregame, LeRon Landry, DeSean Jackson get into it at midfield. They're chirping. They're being separated. They're like face mask to face mask. The two teams get into this big fight. And then the most humiliating, most humbling, just you've never felt smaller, you could fit in someone's pocket moment ever, was the first play of the game, play action shot, 88-yard deep post, touchdown. And as you said, he backpedals into the end zone. What if first play from scrimmage, the kickoff, out of bounds, first and 10 from the 30, Jaden, play action, deep shot, deep post, Terry McLaurin, 70-yard touchdown. Open the game with that. Right after Danny looks over at me in the crowd and says, "They're going to get mud stomped." You have to say that again to keep the streak.
I'm going to say that again.
You might actually.
When it's like they turn the lights down, like Welcome to the Jungle plays, whatever they're going to do to start the thing, or maybe it's the Rocky theme and all the Mamelukes and the Goombas and the Bogoyeviches are going to stand up and start yelling, and the lights are going to flicker, and they'll take the field, and it's like this is a terrible environment. We're going to get mud stomped. I'll feel that in my soul.
You know there's going to be a silly fireworks show tonight.
Of course.
It's going to be so cool.
And also there'll be some explosives. Come on, we're talking offense. Talking offense. Having fun.
Let's go to Philip and Laurel.
Phil?
Grant and Danny. Philip, what's your dream for this game tonight?
Outside of a W, Luke McCaffrey, two touchdown catches.
Oh, Luke season.
Two tutties? That's
he
two lava cakes.
Zero so far. To have two in one game, that's two lava cakes.
Two lava cakes.
Do you get two scoops of ice cream with that lava cake?
I sure do. Surely do.
Scoop of vanilla a la mode. I think Ryan found some Merrill Reese for us. Ryan, go ahead and play that Merrill Reese.
It is second down and five. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. Barkley. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
Well, that's breaking news.
The 40, the 50.
Yeah.
He's going to go.
Yep.
Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
That's it. That's
not bad.
No, it's legit good. That's a hard impression to do.
Not if you're me.
Well, I was going to say for rubes like me that can't really do impressions. That was
when you listen to play by play all the time, you got some random ones up your sleeve.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying it's like the silliest, but I got
you're taking an element of what he does,
yes,
turning it up. That's an impression. That's good.
Give the ball to Saquon and get out of the way. I'm Merrill Reese.
Yeah, because this thing that you're doing is totally
that,
right. Yeah,
but it's also I've got some things in my throat that I can't clear. It's just how I speak. There's nothing actually there. I've always sounded like this.
Now, have you ever seen this dude in person?
Merrill Reese?
Yeah.
He's the nicest guy in the world, yeah.
Does he
looks nothing like he sounds.
Oh, I was going to say, does he make the face that you're making when you do the impression?
No! If you're watching on the YouTube, I've got to make a really weird face to sound like Merrill Reese.
That was kind of what I was going for, because like, if he doesn't look like that, then like I would be real careful.
No. I would never do a Merrill Reese for Merrill Reese. I would never. Are you kidding me? If Merrill Reese asked for his birthday for me to do a Merrill Reese, I would say, I can't do that. I'm sorry. There's no way I'm going to do a Merrill Reese for Merrill Reese. What's your one wish for this game tonight? 800-636-1067. Caps lose last night. Commanders got to bail them out tonight. Ovi didn't score. It was ugly. They gave up a late lead. The entire emotion of our listening audience, the entire mood of our listening audience going into the weekend hinges on this evening. And so does first place. You're listening to G&D on the Fan. Welcome back to the Bayou Bar and Grill via your radios. We're Grant and Danny. We are in Philly. Sun's starting to go down. Means we're getting closer to kickoff. Prime time tonight on Amazon Prime. 8:20 East time. Balls in the air for the Commanders and the Eagles.
This one has so much buildup. Because, like, obviously Pittsburgh was a huge game because they're really good, thinking back to this past weekend. But it was always kind of with an eye towards this one to me. You know what I mean? It was like Pittsburgh's your first real test before Philadelphia because you're on a collision course. Philly's won five straight out of their bye week, which came at a great time for them, which you wouldn't have known before the season, but because of some of their injuries. Washington, I think, probably played their best a little bit ago. They've kind of gone to a slightly more pedestrian stretch, certainly not bad, haven't bottomed out, haven't given away the goat or anything like that. But, you know, Philly's stock is rising. Washington's is maybe a little bit stationary. They lost some of the momentum maybe that they had for a while when they're beating the brakes off of people. So anyway, this is a huge matchup. Now, if they both come off of wins, the vibe might be different, but the eyes of the league are on this one, not just because it's Thursday night, but this is a huge, huge, huge game.
Logan Paulson is going to join the show coming up at 6 o'clock. Looking forward to chatting with him and just getting a detailed breakdown, scheming up Philadelphia, what they do, how they do it, why they've won five in a row, and how the Commanders can combat some of the things they're doing so well. Let's go to Stefan, who's in Rockville on G&D, wants to tell us what his wish is for tonight's game. You get one. What do you want to see tonight?
So, yes, it's actually going to be a two-part, right? Just one wish. I want Benjamin St. Juice to have a shutdown corner game. But going along with what your wife said, I want him to be the one to catch the interception that Jahan Dotson is going to bobble and take that in for a pick six.
I like it. You can see there's still a little bit of, I don't even think it's like an animus toward Dotson, honestly. I think it's just a pettiness that's healthy, right? Like, you want your GM to look good. You want the trade to be a success and a win. You want to come out looking and smelling good after you trade a former first-round pick.
Yeah, it's natural human emotion. I mean, like, I'm happily married. I have ex-girlfriends. If I happen to run into her, I'd like to look good. Duh. Like, that's not crazy. That's like human nature. This organization said no thank you to Jahan Dotson. We thought at no point in the next 3 years will you be more valuable to us than a player that we don't have yet who is a third-round pick in the future. Like, that's a pretty ballsy move. And so far, 100% correct. But it'll sting. Even if he has a great game tonight, it won't change the fact that that's true. But it's still, in the moment, that's going
to
be tough.
Sure it is. Right? And I think it has to be noted as well that if he goes on to have a great career, it'll look worse that you got rid of him.
Sure.
But right now, it looks like a massive win. Not like, oh, you got a base hit, or you hit a double, or you hit a ball off the wall. This looks like a 750-foot home run for Adam Peters, because they've already packaged a third-round pick that was made expendable by adding a better third-round pick in the Dotson deal to go get Marshawn Lattimore. So, if so facto, you kind of package Jahan Dotson and John Ridgeway in a fourth-round pick together for a shutdown corner that you think is going to be your corner one for the next couple of years. By the way, just so you guys know, Dotson on the season, 8 catches for 98 yards all year, not like in a game or in a quarter. This season, Jahan Dotson has 8 catches for 98 yards.
Less than half of what Grant Calcaterra has. Who's Grant Calcaterra? If you walked in here right now, would you be like, oh, there's Grant Calcaterra?
Not a Grant Calcaterra guy. I like his name.
Like, if you had a jersey that said Calcaterra on it, I'd be like, whose jersey do you have, man?
You always pick on all the random tight ends from the other team, by the way. It's like your favorite thing. I can't remember. There was another team where you're like, who is this guy? Like,
it was the Giants.
They just drafted this guy.
It was the Giants.
Why do you hate tight ends so much?
I don't hate tight ends. But it's the, like, when we're talking about someone that hasn't produced at all.
Yeah.
And that guy has a huge game against Washington. It drives me insane.
It should.
Like, that's what tilts me.
But Jahan Dotson, 8 catches for 98 yards on the year. Noah Brown, 25 for 350. Alamide Zaccheaus, 22 for 230. Luke McCaffrey, 13 for 130. Even Deami Brown, 13 for 145, all more productive. And an Eagles fan might say, well, look, dude, we got A.J. Brown. We've got Devontae Smith. This guy's doing like a 13-point turnout here.
He's really struggling.
He is struggling.
Yeah.
Somebody help this guy.
On the backs and forth there.
But, you know, somebody somewhere is going to go, oh, he's the third receiver, fourth receiver on the depth chart. What do you expect? Well, there was multiple weeks. I mean, there was a 3-week span where they just desperately needed someone to step up because Brown and Smith were nowhere to be found, and they still couldn't involve him, which is not a great sign.
It's not a good sign at all.
Let's go to Mark in Southern Maryland on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
What's up, brothers?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I called last night for the first time. I might have been a little aggressive or maybe just passionate.
We love it.
We don't mind.
We enjoy passion.
I love you guys, man. And let me tell you, like last night when I was hearing all that, you know, stuff, I just had to call. But I wanted to call today and tell you what I want to see tonight is discipline. Last week, they were not disciplined.
Agreed.
They made a lot of mistakes last week. That's a one-off. Tonight, if we see the discipline, and I'm a lot calmer, because, and you know why I'm calm? Because everybody's so excited and the fun, and this new regime has made this team fun again. That's what it is. Everybody's excited. This is not like the show yesterday when I called in and was like, I don't understand why everybody's so pessimistic. We should be super excited about what we're seeing right now.
And I think people are.
Yeah, I think so too. And I agree that we want to see the Jay and Daniel run. But I can tell you this. I want to see the Brian Robinson signature run because he's so close every time. Like, it's like, oh, I want that boy. It's like a shoestring tackle, and he'd be gone, but he's, like, so close to breaking one. I really want Brian Robinson, but I'm going to tell you, from last night, I appreciate y'all listening to me, and I talked for a long time because I was – Grant, I do know who Grant Paulson is. I don't know the other Grants you guys are talking about, but I do know who Grant Paulson is, okay?
I'll take that. You'll learn about Grant Calcaterra maybe tonight. Hopefully you don't.
Hopefully he doesn't get his name called.
If Al Michaels says it, he'll say it without energy. That'll be the good thing.
Here's Grant Calcaterra, touchdown.
And it's a 14-yard touchdown to Grant Calcaterra.
Sorry to bother you.
Can we edit it just my name in there instead? One time Larry Michael accidentally said Grant Paulson when he meant to say Logan Paulson. It's my favorite thing in the world. And Doc used to do it all the time on the sideline, too, which shout out Doc if you're listening. That was my – I don't know if he did it on purpose for his guy, but I love that. But one time Larry Michael was like, caught Grant Paulson with a first down. And, like, why we don't play that as a rejoin or something, I'll never know. But I remember Doc at one point was like, y'all won't believe these tarantulas are out here being spiders, and you should see the block Grant Paulson just threw. And
that rhinoceros Grant Paulson. You're like, oh, my God, wow.
Me? I did it?
I
no
did.
Way, Doc. Thank you. But Grant Calcaterra, Eagles. We don't want him to do a whole lot
sir.
Tonight. But no, don't you apologize for your passion. Do you think Eagles fans are aware of the perception? Do you think there's like an understanding of we're coming up here and kind of going like rolling our eyes that we have to deal with Eagles fans?
So not only are they aware of it, if they could put it on a T-shirt or drink it, they would. It's the source of pride to be antisocial. That is a great sign of some sort of mental deficiency.
I think we've got to talk to, you know, really go behind enemy lines and at least talk to somebody and get some perspective on that. Maybe we can grab one of our guys here at the bar to just figure out, like, why? Why does it have to be this way? Why don't you guys do it like the other people do it? Can we try to do it that way? Also, we got to dive into the FanDuel props, play a little over-under with some of the props that are out for tonight's kickoff. We are now about 2 hours and 25 minutes away from the start of tonight's game. Commanders and Eagles on Thursday night. You're listening to Grant and Danny. We are live, thanks to our buddies Kondori and Murad in Philadelphia. We're at the Bayou Bar and Grill. We're going to the game tonight. You're listening to The Fan.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.